This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio1Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, just gone 6:10. So this is the deal. Chloe wants us to test her boyfriend out, don't you, Chloe?
Yes, I do.
He wants the two of you to move in together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your friends don't think that it's a very good idea at all because they say he used to be a bit of a player back in the day, a bit of a ladies' man.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But what's he saying to you? He's saying he's changed and he's not like that anymore.
Oh, totally. I'm apparently the one for him and, yeah, no problems like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we sound sceptical here?
Well, you know, we have done this kind of thing before and things have gone wrong. So yeah. I'm just, you know. Right, so we'll test him out, yeah?
Okay, yeah, please.
This was your friend's idea, wasn't it? It wasn't yours.
Yeah,
to get in touch with us.
Sam's idea.
Right. Laura, where are you?
I'm just outside the pub at the moment.
Now, your boyfriend has arranged to meet up with a friend at this pub about now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he is in on it with us and he is not going to meet up with your boyfriend at all because we just got him to call and say, I'm sorry, mate, I can't make it.
Why are you doing the call sign? Firstly, we're on the radio, so nobody can see us. Only I can see you.
I am putting an imaginary telephone.
You're doing
to my
that Peter Kay thing
I
with
don't
your
know
hand.
Why.
Yeah, anyhow.
So your boyfriend's going to be on his own in the pub.
Yeah.
I'm feeling quite sorry for him because it seems that everybody's trying to catch him out. You are, his mate is. Chloe's friends are.
We're all in it together.
Poor lad.
And then we're going to send Laura in and see what happens. Now, this could go wrong, as you know. I've warned you about that already. Because he has a girlfriend, which is you, and Laura has a boyfriend, which is James, who he won a competition. So this could be a disaster.
It could. It really could go very, very wrong.
Are you sure you want to do it, though?
No, I am 100% sure. I'd like to know once and for all.
Yeah. See if your friends are right or if he's telling the truth and you really are the only one for him.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
find out, shall we?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, Laura, he knows he's going to be on his own now, OK?
Right.
So I want you to go in and I want you to test him out for me.
Yeah.
Chloe?
Yes?
What kind of girls does he go for?
Well, I'm kind of just tallish, blonde hair, greeny eyes, just kind of average. I'm not skinny or anything like that.
This is you you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Does he like the curvy type?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you might like Laura then. Cause she's,
oh, really?
She's got curves in all the right places.
Good.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
How many people are in the pub now then?
About 9 or 10.
You just sat there having a drink on your own?
No, I'm just
again.
I'm just hovering around the leaflets.
So you're just potting around the leaflets at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Not looking shifty at all?
Not at all.
Right. Do you think you can see him?
I think I can, yeah.
Right. We've given Laura a description of what he looks like. Just go over to him and make subtle conversation.
Make what conversation?
Subtle conversation.
This is Laura.
Well, you could try.
Do you think she can do subtle?
She could try.
Okay. I'm not convinced.
You know what to say, Laura.
Hiya, how's it going? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Cool. Do you come in here a lot?
No!
I can have them wait off today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you
ask him what a girl has to do is get a drink around here.
What's a girl got to do to get a drink around here?
No! Not me.
Keep giggling and flick your hair a little bit.
You know a lot.
What do you do to entertain yourself then? Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah?
That's not him.
What do you mean?
That's not my boyfriend. My boyfriend isn't Welsh.
Well, so she's now in the pub talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, that is 100%. That is not my boyfriend. I don't know who she's talking to.
Are you sure?
100%. He's not Welsh.
Right. So it's definitely not him. Right, Laura, you need to run away. That's not the guy. Just make your excuses and leave.
Sorry, I'm just going to go to the loo.
Well done.
Well done, everybody. Laura?
Yeah?
Are you sure you're in the right pub? Absolutely sure?
Yeah.
Right.
You sure you haven't just kind of ignored our instructions and just gone on the pull?
I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Just saw a fit bloke at the pub and thought you'd start talking to him.
I thought that was him.
Well, so do we. But it's not him. That's not him. Robert. Definitely. Can you see anyone that matches the description that I gave you earlier?
There's a guy. I've just gone through into the back room. There's a guy sitting by himself.
Right.
And I think it might be him.
Okay.
Right.
So this could be him now.
You're just picking blokes on their own in a pub, Laura. It's pathetic, honestly, that you have to resort to this. You've got a boyfriend and everything.
Well, if you could make an advance towards him.
Okay.
Flick your hair and giggle a bit.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go.
Just be quite flirty with him, yeah?
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah. Can I just sit down here? Is that okay?
I'm just waiting for a mate of mine, actually.
I like your T-shirt.
Cheers.
Did you get that round here, or...?
No, I got it from a magazine.
Oh, right, okay. Do you do that a lot?
Yeah.
Actually, I might go and sit over there so I'm closer to you.
Chloe?
Mm-hmm?
Is this him she's talking to now?
Yeah, I think that's
definitely
him.
Don't mind me.
Okay.
No, it's quite fine.
Okay, cool. So, I'm not really up to much, so if you want to sort of hang out for a while, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be meeting somebody.
You look like you're by yourself and stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to go. I'm nearly finished.
Well, I can get you another drink.
Nice, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go out.
No, I can't.
Listen, I know some really cool places just down the road that we can go to.
I'm a bit late anyway. I should go.
Come on.
I can't. Sorry.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Okay, I'm just, should go.
I'm quite a good laugh when we get going.
Yeah.
Why are you going?
It's just a bit weird.
Honestly, it'd be really good fun. Oh. Scott.
Laura's he just walked off?
Yeah.
he was telling the truth all along. There you go.
It's all fine, Chloe, you know? It's fine.
He is the one for you. He didn't fall for Laura's ample charms.
No, clearly not.
We got the right one in the end.
Yeah.
Right, listen, I hope that sorts things out for you, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Love ya.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.